When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
When I do these Thunder Punch Daily shows, I know I've spoken in the past about this. Like, I always feel like this responsibility to collect my thoughts into some kind of useful takeaway. Sometimes I don't know what that takeaway is going to be when I get started. Maybe this will be one of those, but I got a feeling it's not. Because, again, this is a Sunday recording. I'm recording the show every day for the month of November as part of the Art Sound Off Challenge at artsoundoff.com, where my buddy Rob Stenzinger of interactive-storyteller.com and I are recording journal microcasts reflecting on our art days every day for the month of November. Now, art day every day? Well, yes, and that is going to be part of my report for today. But, you know, the weekends, as I said in the last episode, are about like catching up on real life stuff too. And guess what? We cartoonists actually sometimes get days off. And this was one of those days where it was most of the day was spent not doing art stuff. Most of my day, you want to hear all the glorious details? Went grocery shopping, you know, ran some errands, spent most of the day out of the house. Only got back this evening and then quickly dove into some, well, after dinner, dove into doing some pencils on the RoboForce comic, which I guess I can talk about in a second. not very interesting or glamorous stuff, right? Glamorous, why would I even say that word? Like, I would expect people to expect that my life is glamorous. I think it comes out of the fact that occasionally I run into my students out in the real world, and I got to experience the other end of what I experienced as a young person when I would run into teachers out in the real world, thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, they buy groceries, they eat cereal, they do things like real people, you know? And I got to see that expression on a kid's face, and I was like, yeah, look at this. You know, isn't this a glorious, glamorous lifestyle I lead? I'm buying cauliflower, you know? Maybe that's where it comes from. I'm going to give myself the benefit of the doubt and say that's where that comes from. Not that I have an expectation that other people would assume that I lead a glamorous life. I would hope that it's far from that. But I wound up penciling some RoboForce stuff tonight because on my Trello deck, looking at my... by the way, here's actually a useful thing I could pitch out to you who's listening right now. If you are trying out Trello.com, and I mention it a lot, I know Rob uses it, I know a lot of people use this as a task management kind of dealy. The metaphor, it's a digital version of putting up corkboards with note cards of tasks to do. The benefit of Trello being that it's digital, which means that I can use it on my phone, on my desktop, on my tablet, whatever device I'm using at the time, so it's with me wherever I go, and I'm not, you know, using all that much paper in doing it. And I'll have to look up, and I'm going to jot this down. David Say, take a drink. Mention him a lot on a lot of the podcasts I do. DavidSeah.com. He actually posted how he sets up his Trello boards, and I pretty much just took it wholesale the way he does it. I modified it a little bit, but I don't know if you just heard that. That's my dryer notifying me that it's time to pull the laundry out. That my pants are dry. See, glamour. But anyway, so David Say, so he shared this really great workflow for using Trello. And I'll link to it in the show notes at comicsgreat.com/TPD159. But as I look at my board, I've got, lining up my work for the week and a lot of different kinds of things. Not as much gear shifting this coming week as there was last week, thank goodness. Looks like I'm going to be mostly focusing on RoboForce. I've got a couple classes Thursday and Friday. And then I've got a little bit of prep work for a workshop I'm doing the week afterwards. I got to write up some workshop proposals. I got to create some teaching materials, like actual printouts and things like that. And then hopefully, God willing, fit in some Boulder and Fleet stuff in there. Now we can get to like the only like art takeaway from my day is when I got home from doing the errands and stuff. I thought, well, you know, it's late in the evening. I've got a couple hours before I got to go to bed. Maybe I can get the colors done on Boulder and Fleet, page 9. And I mentioned it last week, you know, the inks and flats are done. Just got to color it and then do the lettering on it, which shouldn't take that long. 2 hours should be more than sufficient time to do that. The moment I opened up the file on my tablet, and this is one of the nice things about having the Surface Pro, is I was sitting in the living room watching the 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie while I was working. I just wasn't feeling it. The page, even as something as simple as a Bold and Fleet page, just looked like such a daunting thing, making those color choices. It's a dramatic scene. I want to do something kind of fancy with the color theory on that. And I realized that I was just kind of worn out from running around all day, like just mentally and physically kind of spent. So one of the benefits of being, of juggling a lot of projects is I said, okay, well, what else do I have to do? What else is coming up this week? And on my Trello board, I looked and it said RoboForce page 26 inks due Monday. Ah, well, I haven't worked on the pencils on that, so I'll start penciling instead. So going, this goes back to an earlier Thunder Punch Daily, an old one, where I talked about using the multiplicity of the different kinds of tasks that I do as a form of distraction. You know, when you encounter resistance to do something, you know, you're just not feeling it. You're just not feeling like diving into it that day. Well, you got another task that you can use as the distraction from the thing that you intended to do. And then either way, you're actually getting some stuff done, right? Yeah. And that's how it worked out. So I got the preliminary pencils done on it, or the loose pencils done. Just got to tighten up a little bit of stuff, and then I can go to bed. And then tomorrow morning, I can get to work on inking page 26, which I hope to have done before the early afternoon. And then the late afternoon, hopefully I can work on that Boulder and Fleet stuff, unless some emergent task pops up. So that's all I got for this evening, for this Sunday, what is it, November 9th, 2014. So I'm going to peel out early for a change and not harangue you with 25 minutes of rambling observations about things. So who am I? Jersey Joe's cartoonist and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. Oh, by the way, speaking of boulderandfleet.com, new page drops Monday morning, so you can go to boulderandfleet.com to check out the latest update. It involves eating. It involves cake and eating and eating cake. And you can follow it on Instagram, at boulderandfleet on Instagram, or Twitter, at boulderandfleet on Twitter. And it's even on Tapastic, which I've talked about a couple episodes ago. The voiceover you heard at the top of this episode was by Tara Platt of Bugbot Press. And the music was by my brother Elliot Drozd of elliotdrozd.com. The hosting, if you're listening to the show in a podcatcher, the audio hosting was provided by Kablam, kablam.com, the one-stop printing solution for the independent comics publisher. You can get graphic novels printed through there, individual comic books printed through there, and then once you get something printed through there, you can sell it through their Indie Planet Fulfillment Service, where they will ship the books to the people who buy them, and all you got to do is collect the money, or you can even sell digital editions through Indie Planet Digital. It's I-N-D-Y, Planet Digital. Okay, I will be back soon. I'll be back tomorrow, as a matter of fact, with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, my pal Pody got herself into big trouble. She made a mistake and ran away, which only made things worse. Now, everyone makes mistakes, but running away is never the way to handle a problem. So when you make a mistake, admit it. That's the best way I know of to start making things right again. Until later. Bye now.